back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is really priceless. This is really priceless. Taliban puts out the equivalent of a, you know, you could call it a kind of a public service announcement if it weren't so sad. If it weren't so sad, over in Afghanistan, the Taliban put out a public service announcement urging women to stay inside, quote, until they can instruct their men on how to treat them, end quote. That's virtually verbatim. Women stay inside because this band of rapists and murderers haven't been instructed, really? They haven't been instructed? They grew up, they had mothers, they had fathers, they haven't been instructed? What they're referring to is that the Taliban, when they started to overrun the rural areas of Afghanistan, and then they took Kandahar and Herat and the other big cities, they would go into a town and they'd convene the village and they'd say, turn over your daughters who are unmarried, age 12 and up, to be, quote, wives for our fighters. What is that a reference to? That's a reference to, in Islam, there's a provision where a man can decide to be married for a very short period of time, like an hour if he's traveling, or a month if he's out of town a long time, and do whatever he wants with a woman. And then he's absolved of any marriage responsibilities and goes back to another wife or wives. That's their religion. Okay, I don't want to get into religion, but I do want to get into common sense, and I want to get into what's right and wrong. And to go into a town and say, turn over your unmarried daughters who are 12 and over, you know what's going to happen to them. That's not marriage. That's rape. In Africa, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab sweep down through. And what they're doing is, much of Africa is Christian, below the Muslim countries in the north. Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab are doing exactly what's happening in Afghanistan, except there, they go into villages, and you've heard of them going to girls' schools. And they say they invade girls' schools. This is the mollycoddled way the media handles it. And they convert them and marry them. What does that mean? These are Christian girl boarding schools. They go in and rape them under this doctrine that they can do it for an hour and it's a marriage, and make them become Muslims. And they are doing that throughout Africa. And they were doing things like that in Asia after the 7th century, which is why much of Asia is Muslim. It wasn't when they first went in. I don't want to spend time on Africa right now. We'll get back to that. We should be much more forceful militarily in exterminating Al-Shabaab, exterminating them, and Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda in Africa. But get it back to Afghanistan. So the Afghanistan leadership, largely for media consumption internationally, says women should stay inside, quote, until we can instruct our men how to treat them. Well, what, you're going to be instructed by men who have practiced this business their entire lives? Don't go into a defenseless village and rape everybody over 12 years old? What? This is what's very sad. Now, let me tell you something. So people say, well, then, therefore, we should never have gotten out of Afghanistan. We should have been in there to protect their women and their girls, their own wives and daughters. These women and girls are the have fathers. Every one of them biologically has a father. Our interest in Afghanistan, quite frankly, our interest is making sure it's not a staging ground for another attack against the United States and Europe and our allies. That includes in Asia, in India. Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, I just want to also, we had some breaking news overnight, and I don't know if you'll get to it in the show today, and there will be more developments around it in the coming days, I know. But last night, the Supreme Court failed to intervene on a Texas law that effectively bans all abortions in the state of Texas at 6 weeks. And so a lot of the outcries from these people that are saying we needed to stay in Afghanistan to protect these women and girls in Afghanistan don't even believe in a woman's right to be able to make her own medical decisions here in the United States. And so I think it's important, Matt, that we do call out some of the hypocrisies that we're hearing as well when it comes to comparing issues of who we need to defend abroad and what we actually stand for here in America. And so just the story, I think, that relates to what you're talking about, and it really just... I woke up to that news this morning, and it's really disheartening to see that we have a politicized Supreme Court that time and time again has said that Roe v. Wade is codified law, and it is the law of the land, and they did not step in to intervene when a Texas law clearly goes against Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, I have two responses to that, Luke. Thanks very much. One is that it is very common for the Supreme Court to stop a law until they can have a full discussion of it. The fact that they don't is not an indication that in their decision they won't do something about it, although I agree with you that this court has tilted far more conservative than previous courts. But I'll you know, we're talking about Afghanistan in this respect. It's very common in our country, because we're a democracy, that we tend to flagellate ourselves more than the people that are oppressing other people. It's very, very possible to make our statements about both. And let me give you an analogy. If there's nobody that's spoken out against the Texas GOP, against Abbott, Paxton, the attorney general, who is now under investigation, than me, and then you, and frankly, Diamond Cruden and this whole station. But I do think there's a difference. And I will tell you that if Abbott got the Texas Rangers together and went into Dallas or Houston and said, turn over your 12-year-old girls and your other unmarried daughters, and we are going to rape them, call it a marriage. You'd hear a lot more about that on this station. Even the New York Times and the rest of them would put that on the front page. So as much as we disagree with some things, what I'm talking about is rape. I mean, what I am talking about, a 12-year-old girl being dragged into a public square in rural Afghanistan to be turned over for the pleasure of a mob, that is what I'm talking about. So when it comes to the United States, yeah, and that's a separate issue and an important issue, we'll talk about it. But right now, I think it's important to say that the Taliban urges women to stay inside because they haven't properly instructed their guys. Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, and I'm not refuting your statements on that as well. I'm just saying there seems to be some officials, mostly on the GOP side, that are saying we need to stay in Afghanistan for the protection of these women and girls. And it's just they're the same people that are going against these codified legal norms here in the United States that protects women and girls. And so it's just, I think, something that needs to be talked about. And then that's the only reason I was bringing it up this morning, Matt.
Yeah. Okay. No, thanks. No, a lot of stuff there. And I think, you know, what's sad to me is it's not just Republicans, some Democrats have started to attack Biden and all this stuff. And I think there's a distinction on his withdrawal, you know, from Afghanistan. I think there's a distinction between ending the war and, how the final withdrawal occurred. We can talk about that, and I myself would have done it somewhat differently. But having said that, we were there 20 years. We were there 20 years, and he put an end to the war, and he said he would, and Trump was going to do it May 1 and let more people be butchered. So it ain't great. It's very, very sloppy, but this is what occurred. And my point is with Joe, just say, yeah, I did it, and don't get into the defensive stuff about how I did it. Okay. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.